Hi, I'm Stuart Foulkes and this is Cities and Memory. Cities and Memory is a global sound project with the aim of remixing the world one sound at a time. So it's a global sound map that sits online at citiesandmemory.com. It covers 95 countries and territories at the moment with about 3,500 sounds. And it's completely open for anyone in the world to take part and to contribute. So more than 650 artists have taken part in the project so far. On the sound map on Cities and Memory, you'll find two sets of sounds. So you'll find field recordings, which represent each of those places as they are, kind of a real documentary field recording. And then you'll also find a reimagined, remixed version of that sound, where someone takes the original source material and remixes it into a brand new composition. So effectively, you can explore two completely different sound worlds, the real sound world of field recordings and this kind of imagined alternate sound world. So let me just give you an example very quickly. So if you take this field recording, for example, of the sound of horses in Seville. That's a pretty traditional sound that we hear all over the centre of the city. And it sounds like this. Now, using that recording and that sound as inspiration or source material, there are lots of different approaches you could take to it. But the reimagined version of that sound that sits on Cities and Memory, just to give you an example, sounds like this. Well, that's a quick introduction to Cities and Memory as a whole. Now, at the moment, we're running a very specific project, which is called Stay Home Sounds. So what we're doing is collecting not just the sounds, but also the stories of people all around the world who are living through the current coronavirus lockdown. Over the course of the next hour, I'm going to be playing you some highlights of sounds from the project. We're going to be traveling as far afield as Argentina, Peru, India, and Australia, and hearing all kinds of sounds. From calls to prayer, to applause for the emergency services, through to dawn choruses of birdsong, through to just how different the world's sounding at the moment. With an unprecedented proportion of us living in lockdown and trying to stay in our houses as much as possible, it's fundamentally changing the way that our world sounds in really, really interesting ways, and I'm hoping that we can listen to some of those things together over the course of the next few minutes. I'm going to kick off with a really unusual and interesting new sound. So this has been sent in from St. Louis in Senegal by Luca Piparo, and he says, "I was on a trip with some friends in Senegal just a few days before the lockdown in Europe. I was on my way to Dakar Airport, and I recorded this song directly from the radio of our driver. So what you're about to hear is a piece in Wolof, which is about coronavirus, and in it the singer is praying that the virus won't reach his community and that it will go away soon."
Yeah.
So that's a really fascinating sound, because, you know, only a couple of weeks ago we wouldn't have been able to hear anything like that, but I guess that's the way the world is moving so quickly at the moment. And one of the things that's being reported about most in the media in terms of sound is people thanking and showing appreciation for medical staff, health workers and emergency services. So we're going to take a listen to a few of those sounds from around the world now. First one's from recorded by Colin Hunter. He's in Paris. And he says that, you know, since the 17th of March, France has been in total lockdown in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. So that means the entire population is staying at home. Any movement is strictly controlled, and there are fines being levied for anyone leaving their home for a reason that's not thought to be essential. But since the beginning of the quarantine in Paris, residents have been going out every single evening at 8 o'clock onto their balconies, you know, out of their front doors into the streets to applaud and cheer, to pay respect to doctors, nurses and all those working in the health services helping to save lives every day. So we're going to take a listen to that recording now. It's not just in France, it's been going on all around Europe. So this is a sound from Brussels in Belgium, recorded by Jukka-Pekka Pimis. And they write that, you know, these sounds of appreciation and encouragement are also ringing out in the streets of Brussels every evening. So let's take a quick listen to that one too. So I think that recording's particularly interesting, as you can hear the range of sounds going on. People, you know, using anything that makes a noise that they've got at their disposal to show appreciation for doctors and nurses. So you can hear car horns, you can hear people picking up musical instruments, you can hear fireworks, people banging pots, all that kind of stuff. So it's all about making as much noise as possible. So now we're going to move across to Peru and a sound from Cesar Callegos, who's in Lima. And he says, So we're in a 15-day lockdown. We can only go out to buy food and medicine between 5 and 9, and after that, no one can go out. We're okay for now, but I don't know what's going to happen if the government extends the lockdown. That's going to bring huge consequences for the economy and for everyone, especially for artists like me and my wife. This recording was made from my apartment window on the 7th floor at around 8 o'clock when the curfew begins, and what you can hear in the recording is people cheering to encourage the police and doctors who are working to fight the virus. And so this Thursday night, Britain also got involved, and people were applauding NHS workers again at 8 o'clock in the evening from wherever they live. And this is a recording of how that sounded from where I live in Oxford. And I guess it was just, not only was it quite a nice experience in terms of building a sense of community, you know, with neighbours that we might not have met previously in the neighbourhood, but also just a really nice feeling that people were doing this all over the country and that we're all kind of part of something a little bit bigger, even if it was just for 2 minutes. it's not just personally and vocally that people are celebrating doctors and nurses and other medical personnel. So here's a recording from rural Normandy in France made by Mike Tupling, who sent this in. And here you can hear above the sound of the bird chorus and the dusk chorus, the bells ringing in the local church, Église Saint-Pierre, again to thank all of the medical personnel across France. Of course, it's not just new and novel sounds that we've never heard before that are kind of coming up at this strange time that we're all living through at the moment. There's a great deal of traditional and historical sounds that are going on, as they always have, even if they're perhaps a little bit different at the moment. So this next sound's by Christian Strothman, and it's sent in from a Tibetan monastery in northern India. And Christian tells us that, you know, the community is responsible and mindful concerning the coronavirus. They're taking all the precautions, they're distancing socially, but it's a very quiet valley. There's a lot of space between the rooms and houses in the settlement, so it's not taking them too much to adapt. I think the main concern that they're having is that their medical facilities, in the event of someone getting ill, are not obviously as high as or as advanced as some Western countries. So it's hard for them to completely get rid of all their worries. But having said that, the monks spread an atmosphere of calm and confidence. There's still a lot of laughter, a lot of smiling among the monks as well as among the villagers. And yesterday, which was the last day before the complete shutdown, you could still listen to the traditional sounds of rituals being performed in the morning. So we're going to take a listen to one of those. From today onwards, probably those sounds you won't hear so much, and it's going to be the sounds of individual practice coming from nuns' and monks' rooms, because the bigger assembly halls where rituals like this take place have been closed for now. Here's another really traditional sound for you. This one's from my hometown of Oxford. It's a bell called Great Tom, which is in a tower in Christchurch. And it's the loudest bell in Oxford. It weighs 6.5 tons. And every night at 9:05, which apparently is Oxford time, always used to be 5 minutes later than the rest of the UK. I have absolutely no idea why. But apparently at 9:05 every evening, as a tradition, it's still rung 101 times. As a tradition marking the original 100 scholars of the college, plus an extra one. So this is a really traditional, really distinctive sound mark of the city of Oxford, but this is a recording from a very remarkable day, because this is taken just 30 minutes after the Prime Minister called for a full lockdown of all citizens in the country to combat the coronavirus pandemic. So as you can hear from this recording, actually the UK's had some problems with citizens not taking coronavirus warnings potentially as seriously as they might, going about their business pretty much as before, and the government's been relatively slow at introducing measures to combat it. So here, on what should be a deadly silent night of lockdown, you can actually hear a queue at the kebab van across the road, you can hear multiple buses going past, a few joggers, a taxi idling away for the entire recording right in front of us, various cars going past. The sound of the bells drifts in and out. Sometimes you can hear it really clearly, and sometimes it's just drowned out as Oxford's enjoying perhaps its last evening of what's approaching normality for quite some time. Clearly, at a time like this, family's on everyone's minds, perhaps even a little bit more than it would be under normal circumstances, and family is just as important to everyone as it always has been. And it was interesting with stay-at-home sounds that quite a few people around the world actually just sent in recordings of time spent with their family or things they were doing with their family in mind, which was a really nice thing to hear. So this is an excerpt from a recording sent in by Luis Santero from Portugal. So he says, "This is a familiar sound piece with the voice of my children and my wife staying at home during these strange times. Children have been true heroes at this stage in our lives, deprived of the street and street games, school and friends, football, gymnastics, walks with parents, the joy of being outdoors. They reinvent themselves at home, discovering themselves and discovering us differently through our fears. They want this to end, just like us, but they know, like us, that it won't be now, but every day they wake up with that smile, they can lift the world when it's falling."
O que é que tens a dizer relativamente a esta questão do coronavírus? O que é que tu achas que é o coronavírus e se estás a gostar ou não de estar em casa? Enfim, a tua experiência. Estás bem ou mal psicologicamente?
Psicologicamente estou mal porque no futuro pode haver várias causas por causa do coronavírus.
Várias consequências,
sim.
Não é? Quais, por exemplo, na tua cabecinha?
Descer a população no mundo e muitas pessoas não podemos sair da rua, da casa e outras várias.
A tua experiência de estar em casa, como é? Como é que é a cena?
É um bocado. Não sei explicar. É um bocado estranho ficar nestes tempos todos, neste tempo todo, ficar em casa, pronto, por causa de uma coisa grave. E é só isso.
And this is another nice one from Josephine Hogarth, who's in Helsinki, Finland. And she says, since I live far away from my nephews and godchildren, and I won't be able to see them now anyway, I've been recording stories for them in an attempt to hopefully also give their parents a moment to themselves. So this is an excerpt from a chapter of The Big Friendly Giant by Roald Dahl in Flemish. So a good chance to practice your Flemish.
Allicht, zei Sophie. Ze smaken naar Deense doggen. Fout, riep de reus en sloeg op zijn dij. Denen uit Denemarken smaakt hond omdat ze naar Labradors smaakt.
Waar smaken mensen uit Labrador dan naar? Vroeg Sophie.
Naar doggen, riep de reus triomfantelijk. Deense doggen.
Haal je ze niet een beetje door de war? Vroeg Sophie.
Ik is een heel erg doorgewarde reus, zei de reus. Maar ik doe het mijn best. En ik is nog niet zo half doorgewart als de andere reuzen. Ik ken er een die helemaal naar Afrika gaat voor zijn avondeten.
Afrika? Vroeg Sophie. Waarom Afrika?
Jouw hoofd zit volgestampte vliegjes. Afrikaantjes uit Afrika heeft een extra verrukkelijke smaak, zegt Afrika Nabbelneus.
Waar smaken mensen uit Afrika dan naar? Vroeg Sophie.
Oranje bloemetjes, zei de reus.
Ja, natuurlijk, zei Sophie. Ik had het kunnen weten. Sophie besloot dat het gesprek nu lang genoeg had geduurd. Als ze opgegeten moest worden, dan had ze het liever nu meteen dan eerst nog een tijd te moeten rondhangen. Wat voor mensen eet jij? Vroeg ze bevend.
Mij?
Schreeuwde de reus en zijn machtige stem deed de glazen potten rinkelen op de planken.
Mij, mensbaksels peuzelen. Dit ik nooit. De anderen, jawel, alle anderen peuzelt ze avond aan avond, maar ik niet. Ik is buitenbeenreus. Ik is aardige en lobbezige reus. Ik is de enige aardige en lobbezige reus in Reuzenland. Ik is de grote vriendelijke reus. Ik is de GVR. Hoe heet jij?
Ik heet Sophie, zei Sophie, die het goede nieuws dat ze zojuist gehoord had.
Now, nature is obviously really important at the moment, not least because with fewer cars on the roads and fewer people out on the streets, we can all hear perhaps more bird song or more wildlife sounds than we could hear before. And people are taking as much solace in nature as possible, getting out for walks while they can and really appreciating not just the sights, but also the sounds of nature. So here are a few nature recordings along with stories that go along with them. The first one is from Leeton in Australia and was sent to us by Baseling. He says that Australia is starting to see a massive growth in COVID-19 infections, but the closest confirmed case is still at least an hour and a half away from where he lives. In this recording, you can hear the hum of the nearby rice cooperative that fills the town, as well as the rumble of passing trucks as produce travels from the food bowl that is their region, their part of Australia. In New South Wales, parents have been encouraged to keep children home from school, and while it feels like the school holidays have started again, they are working on setting timetables for activities and assignments, and he hopes to plan a school of rock since his son's missing out on playing in his school band. So in this recording you're going to hear the typical sound of galahs waking up with the dawn and magpie larks, as well as possibly a plover, and the songbird that you can hear is a pied butcher bird, which seems to visit New South Wales with the changing of the seasons at the start of autumn and spring.
Thank you.
The next recording is quite a short one. It's from Bob Amidon in Portland in the USA, recorded in his backyard. And what you'll hear is wind chimes, wind, the occasional car, but mainly crows meeting in a walnut tree and cawing together. And he tells us that in general, Portland is feeling pretty quiet. It's only been under an official lockdown for one day, although they have been practicing social distancing for a few weeks by now. Bob's been able to work from home with his wife, and they're fortunate in feeling that their jobs aren't in danger at this time. But in Portland, many others aren't so lucky, as many shops and restaurants have had to lay off employees. But on the plus side, he sees members of his community reaching out to help others wherever possible. And his message to everyone is, I hope you're all staying safe and healthy, and he's looking forward to hearing what your piece of the world sounds like. One more nature recording here, and it's from Ohio, again in the USA, which is also under a stay-at-home order. So this recording from Rich Bitting is a dawn chorus in his backyard focused on bird feeders. One of the things he wanted to point out is that there's usually quite a lot of traffic sound, quite a lot of aeroplane sound. It's noticeably sparse. In fact, in the recording you can hear the horns from a train which is changing yards, and that's about 2 miles away. Related to nature sounds, I guess, is one of the common theme that comes through in the recordings that people have sent through to Stay Home Sounds. And that's how much soundscapes are changing and how much people can notice that the way that their village, their town, their city, their neighbourhood sounds different from how it did even a few days ago because of the effect of the lockdown. So there's a really good example of this here from Warsaw in Poland, which was sent through by Jacek Szczepanek. And this was recorded on the first day of the nationwide coronavirus quarantine in Poland. So the signature sound of the Warsaw University main campus here is surrounded by a chorus of birds. You can hear bells ringing incredibly clearly in a way that, you know, you wouldn't have been able to a few days ago because there would have been a lot more traffic noise going on. So here, as Jacek says, Monday sounds more like a Sunday, and this city resembles a much smaller town. And what we heard in Warsaw in Poland is reflected by what we can hear in Argentina. So this is a sound from Matilio Sanchez, who's writing from Cordoba, where Argentina began its quarantine on March 20th. So this is the first time that a measure has been taken like this in the face of a pandemic, he tells us, with great control by the government. He lives on an avenue that normally has a lot of traffic in an area with a lot of real estate development in recent years. So the noise level before quarantine is really, really high throughout the entire day. But in this recording, you can hear dogs, you can hear cicadas, you can hear tranquility and peace. And in fact, in this recording, one car passes at one point, which Attilio points out is a very unusual thing for where he lives. But it's so striking in the recording that the sound of the car going past is so loud compared to everything else that it really serves to demonstrate quite how different our cities are sounding in the current time. And if we really want to demonstrate the difference between how our cities are sounding today compared to before the lockdown started, then what could be better than having a comparative recording? And that's exactly what we've got from Petri Kuljantausta in Helsinki, Finland. So we have a recording that's divided into two parts. The first part is playtime on a regular school day recorded in March 2019. The second half is recorded exactly 1 year later, this month, at exactly the same place and exactly the same time of day. And you can really clearly hear the difference between the two. So this is the first part of that recording. And here's the second half, recorded in March this year. So there's just one more sound to play you before the end of the show, but before that, Stay Home Sounds is an ongoing project, and we're going to be keeping this going and collecting sounds and collecting stories from around the world for, I guess, as long as this the lockdown and the pandemic are going on. So if you'd like to contribute a sound from wherever you are, then all you need to do is visit citiesinmemory.com, find the Stay Home Sounds project there, and just send us your recording. It doesn't have to be made with professional recording equipment. A mobile phone recording is just fine. And we'd love to hear your sounds and your stories. And our final recording's from one of the most iconic city locations in the world, Times Square in New York City. So this recording is sent in by Jeff Gersh, and he visited Times Square after the COVID-19 lockdown during the evening on Monday, March 23rd. And noted that it's become a ghost town, and he wanted to document how that sounds. The people, the traffic, the energy, all gone. Apart from the law enforcement stationed every few blocks, there were virtually nobody in Times Square, at most maybe 10 people at one point. And all that dominates the soundscape now is mechanical sounds, air conditioning, and drones from nearby buildings. It's a very alien, very strange sound. Jeff says the community's coping in different ways. Most people are taking this seriously and staying indoors, and some are going about their lives with little change or little adjustment within their control. New York City has more than 25,000 cases of the virus at the moment, and that number will rise. My message is to the global community, stay safe and stay home. And I think that's a really good note for us to end the show. Thanks for listening.